It's Friday, December 4th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. IBM warns of cyber attacks on the coronavirus supply chain, AI principles to come, and remember, you're on mute. This is the Business of Tech. IBM's cybersecurity division has found that attacks aimed at the companies and government agencies distributing the coronavirus vaccines are underway, though the goals are unclear. The Department of Homeland Security issued their own warning of the attacks on Thursday. The intention of the attacks seems to be to acquire network login credentials of those involved in the refrigeration process designed to protect the vaccine doses. The attacks are sophisticated enough to indicate government sponsorship, although it is unknown which government. The attacks are spear phishing in nature, containing malicious HTML attachments to be opened locally. Why do we care? I need to acknowledge awareness is the first reason for this story, and it's a reasonably obvious example to educate customers on how sophisticated these attacks are. That said, I want to highlight the perspective of the attackers here. They've identified the business opportunity in extortion of the supply chain around the vaccine and anticipate the high value of the data and the information within. Using business terms, the cost of acquisition is relatively low for a potential payoff. Frame your conversations with customers in this way. When told, "I don't have anything of value," highlight that the effort to acquire them as a customer, clearly in quotes, is so low that why not? At an SMB level, you can just license that software as an attacker. The president signed an executive order on Thursday that places the Office of Management and Budget in charge of designing a roadmap for how federal agencies use artificial intelligence. Due in 180 days, the roadmap will cover AI applications used by the Fed for purposes other than defense or national security, as the DoD and U.S. intelligence community already have drawn up a set of rules for AI. Quoting GeekWire, the executive order lays out a list of 9 principles, specifying that the ways in which federal agencies use AI should be lawful, purposeful, and performance-driven, accurate, reliable, and effective, safe, secure, and resilient, understandable, responsible and traceable, regularly monitored, transparent, and accountable, end quote. It is unclear what will happen to the EO when the Biden administration assumes control in January. Why do we care? Over on Killing It, we actually discussed the DoD's AI guidelines, and I'm actually interested to see what the OMB comes up with, because those are principles that a savvy technology services provider will then apply to their own customers. Listeners know I'm big on business consulting services. Doesn't mean I believe you have to build that from scratch. Beg, borrow, and steal ideas to do it. And if the U.S. government offers you a framework, you take it, just like you take their work from NIST. My take? Regardless of the administration, we'll get some principles we can use here. You would think we'd be experts at the on-mute function. Seems not so much. There's even data now. Analysis of earnings calls, conferences, and analyst and shareholder meetings highlights that while before the pandemic, there were less than 100 mentions per quarter, in Q2 of 2020, on mute was recorded 429 times. Why do we care? Let's go into the weekend with something fun. You can tell your customers, everyone does it. Gazinta Mobius, the easiest way for ConnectWise Manage and QuickBooks Online to connect. Keep invoices, expenses, and inventory automatically updated right from Manage to QuickBooks Online, and payments right back into Manage. With simple pricing, set it and forget it auto-sync, Gazinta Mobius delivers with no restrictions on the number of invoices, expenses, and payments, and plays well with others like Connect Booster. Trusted by over 1,000 MSPs, now introducing a free plan, go to gazinta.com/mobius and tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Remember, on mute.